8 games is the magic number in downtown Visalia. The Rawhide looking to make the postseason for the first time since 2019, and they have a chance to continue to make up ground for Game 3 of the 6-game series between the Fresno Grizzlies and the Visalia Rawhide. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com. Joey Gonzalez with you here on this Thursday night, getting ready to get your weekend started. And last night, the Rawhide with a narrow 6-5 win over the Grizzlies, including the save leader, Alexis Lobano, picking up his 7th save of the year. So let's take a listen at yesterday's highlights. Ripped in the left field, back at the wall, and looking up is Anderson Rojas, and it is a no-doubt home run for Blake Wright from Braylon Wimmer. Now that ball is ripped into left field. Racing backwards is Anderson Rojas. He'll look up, and that ball is going to bounce off the top of the scoreboard. A solo home run for Felix. A pitch on the way to Ben, and he lifts that one into left field. Should be enough to score Jones from third. Backing up at the wall, and that ball is gone. See you later. A two-run home run for Ben McLaughlin, and his second professional home run, and the Rawhide are back within a run. All right. 2-2 pitch, grounded through the left side of the infield. Perigo around third base. He will come home to score. It'll be cut off by the shortstop, Braylon Wimmer. 2-2 with two away. Here's the deal home. Breaking ball to left side, and it's going to sneak into outfield, and Fresno has the second lead of the night. Here's the deal home. And Casantes flips that one up into right center field. Charging in is Tana. It's going to drop in for a base hit. Grounding third base is Torin. And he is going to come home to score. And Visalia has tied it up 5-5 in the bottom of the 7th inning. Here comes the pitch from Becker. Downstairs, it's going to get away. Here comes Cresantes. He will score standing. And Visalia has their second lead of the night. 8-22. 2-2 pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. Strike 3. Last night's win, it was credited to Braden Quinn, 1-0 so far in 2024. It was his second outing in a professional uniform. He last pitched last week against the Inland Empire 66ers. Meanwhile, Austin Becker, the former Texas Tech Red Raider, suffered the loss in last night's ballgame, falling to 1-1 with a 4.87 ERA. And the Rawhide clicking on all cylinders at the moment. Lobano adding on to his numbers so far here in 2024. Another important storyline in yesterday's ballgame was Drew Jones. He was 3-for-4 in yesterday's ballgame. He was a home run shy of the single. And here's how the highlights sounded for Drew Jones near cycle. Professional home run in the top half of the frame. Jones will give that a ride into center field. A long run for Hobson in center, and he has a giveaway at the last second to prevent colliding with the wall. Drew Jones has three on his mind, and he will slide feet first into third base. Deal home to Drew. This time they try to jam him up, and he hits it through the left side of the infield. Angel Ortiz will round second base. He'll go to three, and D. Garner's going to wave him home. Here comes Angel Ortiz. It's cut off. There's going to be no throw. It was Braylon Wimmer who all he needed was a double, and now that one hit into left center field. It's going to drop in for a base hit. Jones will round first base. He takes a very wide turn.
Jones' last night near cycle would have been the first cycle for the Rawhide or one of their opponents in 2024. And Drew Jones, he was within 10 feet of getting that home run in his fourth at-bat of the ballgame yesterday. He had a drive into center field, and it was caught just in front of the warning track to be the final out of his at-bat in yesterday's ballgame. So pretty nice night for Drew Jones. He'll look to continue the offense here tonight for Visalia, batting out of the number 5 spot. We'll step aside in. When we come back, we'll take a look at the California League standings and the out-of-town scoreboard. It is Game 3 of the 6-game series between the Fresno Grizzlies and Visalia Rawhide, and it's coming up next right here at VisaliaRawhide.com.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years, providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's abm1.com.
There are only three things a man really loves: his truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned customer service. Don't fuss. Call Gus at 625-3636. That's right, 625-3636. Gus's Body Shop, where your satisfaction is our reputation.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We get ready for the middle game of this six-game series between the team from up north, the Fresno Grizzlies, and the Visalia Rawhide as we get ready for the weekend. And with that, let's take a look at tonight's California League standings. We'll start off in the south, where Lake Elsinore currently has a two-game lead over Visalia. They've won five straight, and they have the best 10-game record in their last 10. They are 8-2 during that time period. Meanwhile, Visalia, they are 32-24 and in a comfortable second-place spot at the moment. They have a three-game lead over the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes, who cannot seem to buy a win right now late in the season. The Quakes are 29-27, five games back. They are on a five-game losing streak, and they are 1-9 in their last 10 games. That is the worst last 10-game record in the California League. Meanwhile, in fourth place, the Inland Empire 66ers, they are 29-28. Six games back, not necessarily out of the playoff picture just yet, but they're starting to run out of time with 10 games to go starting tonight. Meanwhile, up in the north, San Jose, they're 33-23, and they are inching that much closer to become the first team to clinch the second-half title. Meanwhile, in second, it's a two-way tie for second between the Fresno Grizzlies and the Modesto Nuts. Both those two clubs are 25-31, eight games back. And then meanwhile, in fourth place, it's the Stockton Ports, who are 18-38 here in the second half of the season. So Stockton is officially the first team to be eliminated from playoff contention in both the first and the second half. Taking a look around the California League here on this Thursday night, we'll get ready to set the scene. We're out in Lake Elsinore. The Storm and Nuts currently knotted up 0-0 in the top half of the second. Meanwhile, out in San Jose at an exciting ballpark, they have just gotten underway. Top half of inning number one, Josh Bostic is on the mound for the San Jose Giants. And then lastly, at 7:05 out in Stockton, it'll be the Ports and 66ers who currently find themselves on a two-game winning streak. Tonight's starting pitchers for the Grizzlies, it'll be the right-hander Brian Mayna. He's 0-3 with a 7.52 ERA. Meanwhile, for Visalia, it'll be the southpaw Adonis Perez. He is 5-7 with a 5.99 ERA here in 2024. We get ready for first pitch. We will step aside, and when we come back, we'll have the starting lineups and first pitch for a critical Game 3 of this six-game series. Fresno, Visalia, it's coming up next. Enjoy the game, everybody.
We'll be right back.
final 10 games of the season, and it's a crucial time for the Rawhide late in the year. A three-game lead over the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes, and we get ready for the playoff push. It's game three of the six-game series between the Visalia Rawhide and the Fresno Grizzlies. Joey Gonzalez with you here on this Thursday night, and we get ready to take a look at the starting lineup brought to you by Anthem. Leading things off will be Caleb Hobson, the center fielder, and will be Aiden Longwell, the first baseman, batting at the two spot. Braylon Wimmer, the shortstop, will bat three. Then it'll be Blake Wright, the third baseman, at the four spot. Felix Tana, the right fielder, will bat five. Then it'll be Tevin Tucker, the second baseman, batting at the sixth spot. Tommy Hopfe, the former Fresno State Bulldog, will bat at the seventh spot, making his professional debut. It'll be Juan Castillo, the catcher, batting eight. And then lastly, Ben McCabe will make his first appearance of the series at the DH spot. For Visalia, it'll be the southpaw, Adonis Perez, on the mound. Perez is ready, Hobson is ready, we're ready, and we are set to play baseball on this Thursday night. First pitch is a bunt, it'll get past Perez, it'll be scooped up by Torin. There will be no play at first, and Hobson continues to show off the speed here in the series, and a first pitch single and a base runner to begin this ball game. So now bring up Aiden Longwell to the plate. First pitch of the game brought to you by Golden Valley Painting, painting the corners with ease since 2002. For all your painting needs, call Juan Moy at 559-740-0311. Pitch outside for a ball, 1-0. Caleb Hobson, a guy who's had plenty of speed so far this season and throughout this series we've seen, and trying to get him on base early in the ball game. The exact strategy for success here in this ball game for the Grizz, as that one's in there for a strike, 1-1 here from Adonis Perez. Adonis Perez comes in 6'3", 185, the 20-year-old left-hander for this Rawhide team. Here comes the deal from Perez. That one's outside for a ball, and the count is now 2-1. Adonis out of La Romana, Dominican Republic. He was signed as a free agent in July of 2022. Perez will stare down Aiden Longwell as he gets ready for the delivery. On the left side of the slab once again. Here comes the deal home, and that one's outside for a ball. It's now 3-1. Three-pitch arsenal from Adonis Perez. The sinker, the slider, and the changeup is the combinations for Perez. Three balls, one strike with no outs. Perez holds at the chest, gets ready for the deal, but before that one will happen, a pickoff at first. Yesterday, Caleb Hobson attempted to start off the ball game with a leadoff bunt, and on the first pitch of the ball game, laid down a bunt that he ended up kicking, so it was a batter's interference on just the first pitch of the ball game. 3-1 deal on the way. Here's a pitch from Perez, hard hit to the right side. Torin goes over to Luis, his transition to first base in time, and it's a 4-6-3 DP to begin this ball game for this Rawhide defense. The Rawhide lead the California League in double plays turned so far this season with 113. That was number 114 right there, and as easy as they come for the Rawhide defense, and it now brings up Braylon Wimmer to the plate with bases now empty. Braylon Wimmer batting 285 with 14 home runs and 63 RBIs. And Wimmer will take that pitch inside for a ball. It's now 1-0. Rawhide sporting the home pinstripes here on this Thursday night. 1-0 deal, and that one is in there for a strike, 1-1. The home white pinstripes that were introduced in 2024. Last year in 2023, a more sandish color Rawhide home uniform, no pinstripes. The 1-1 deal fouled off to the left side, 1-2. It still had the Rawhide font across the chest, and the Rawhide primarily used only the black Rawhide caps with the Rawhide V in the front last year. Compared to this year, whenever they've been at home, they've alternated between the red hat and the black caps. One ball, two strikes, two away. Here's a pitch from Perez. He gets a piece of it, and that one is fouled off to the right side. Visalia yesterday sporting these Rawhide red caps for last night's ball game. Last season, the only time that you really saw these red caps at home was on Sunday whenever they would wear the alternate red uniforms with the lasso R on the right chest. That hit ball hit to the right side. and a go over McLaughlin's head. And just like that, it'll be the second hit of the ball game here for the Grizzlies. Have you been in a collision? Don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus's Body Shop. Their priority is you. Good old-fashioned service is what they're about. Give them a call today at 559-625-3636 or visit them online at GusBodyShopBySalia.com. So two down in the frame. You got a runner on first. Brings up Blake Wright to the plate. Wright will get ready for the deal from Perez. Runner in motion. Throw down to second from DeLeon. And Torin had to do a quick spin around to apply that tag. Unable to do so in time. Said it'd be a stolen bag. It would be the first of the ball game for the Grizzlies, a team who's tried to be aggressive already here early in the season in this series. 175 stolen bags so far this year. That is the second most in the California League. One ball, no strikes, a two-way. Take a look there at Torin. He's been an acrobatic middle infielder for this Rahi team this season. Yesterday we saw him at shortstop. Torin had a couple of nice grabs over at short, including a play where he had to go down to a sliding effort. Alongside that, he also made a nice throw with his momentum going to third base yesterday. Green, one of multiple infielders that are in the top 30 in the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. Demetrio Crisantes ranked 13. Yancel Luis is 10. Luis is the highest ranked infielder on this Rahi team. Two balls, no strikes with two-way. That one will get past the catcher, Adrian DeLeon. And the count now moved to 2-1. And just like that, the Grizzlies are 90 feet away from taking their first lead of the night. Take a look at the replay there from Perez. Breaking ball, check swing, and it just kind of rolls off that inside wrist of DeLeon. 2-1 with 2-way. Umpires once again will get back on track for the second time in this AB. Caleb George, the home plate umpire, meanwhile, is Zach Hovick on the base paths. 2-1 pitch on the way from Perez, and that one's fouled directly backwards, so the count will now move to 2-2. Zach Kovic will be the home plate umpire for tomorrow's game four of the six-game series. Meanwhile, for Caleb George, he'll be the home plate umpire for Saturday's ball game, the final time in the series. Two balls, two strikes, two away. That pitch is fouled backwards, and Blake Wright just gets barely enough of a piece of that one, the former Clemson Tiger. Win yard for the first time in his professional career yesterday. So far, since joining the Grizzlies, he's batting .391 with that home run and seven RBIs on the year. 2-2, two-way. Here comes a pitch from Perez. Here's a deal home, and that one is ripped to left, but it's pulled way far and out of play. Mike Wright, the fourth batter here in this order for this Fresno Grizzlies club, who have taken the lead in the first two games of the series. You talk about the ball game on Tuesday night where they defeated Visalia, final score 10-4. They led 4-0 heading into the bottom of the third inning. 2-2 and 2 away. Here comes the pitch from Perez. And once again, that one fouled off to the right side. So Blake Wright making this a little bit of a difficult at-bat for Perez to get out of this first inning. He's already up to 19 pitches after this ball is delivered here in just a moment. Two balls, two strikes, two-way. Here's the deal home, and that one is outside for a ball. The count now 3-2. So this will be the eighth pitch coming up here in just a moment from Adonis Perez. I talked about the opening inning scoring from Fresno. Four runs in the first three frames on Tuesday night, and then Wednesday, which was yesterday, they would put up three runs in the second inning, taking the first lead of the night. Payoff pitch on the way. That one's ripped into left field. Blake Wright is going to go back to the wall, and he's going to have back-to-back games with a home run. His second professional home run gives the Grizzlies a 2-0 lead here in the top half of the first inning. Because we could go to war. No. I'm for real. So the former Clemson Tigers strikes first for the Grizzlies. And now it'll bring up Felix Tena to the plate. Inside pitch, turn, and rip. So now you got Felix Tena at the plate. He's batting 235. We'll go through the rest of that split here in just a moment. But first off, you got pitching coach Tyler Mark making his way out to the mound after just 20 pitches in this ballgame. This mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Beaver Health. Reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Beaver Health, now open in Visalia. Timor just trying to get Perez through this final out of the frame. You talk about Adonis Perez's numbers so far this year. He's 5-7 with a 5.99 ERA. This is his 21st appearance of the year. 91 2/3 innings of work. He's given up 98 hits entering the day, 88 strikeouts on the year. There's the rest of the numbers for Perez so far in 2024. With two outs, here's the deal from Perez. And that one is downstairs for a ball 1-0. Perez, so far this season, in the first inning, he's given up 11 runs. His most struggled inning has been inning number 4, where he's given up 20. The 1-0 pitch on the way. That one is outside for a ball. Count now 2-0. Adonis currently the Rawhide innings pitched leader for this Rawhide club. The next closest pitcher, you look at Casey Anderson with 79 innings of work. Ground ball to the left side. Rubin will gather and throw to first base in time, and the inning will come to conclusion. But Blake Wright has left the yard for the second straight day, and the Grizzlies strike first for game number 3. 2-0 Fresno. You're watching Rawhide Baseball, the MILB app.
Your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los 2 en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball, and the Rawhide, they've been in this position already 3 times this series. Can they fix it up right here? They trail 2-0 heading into the bottom half of inning number 1. And leading things off would be Yancel Luis, first pitch on the way. And that one is in there for a strike, 0-1. Yancel Luis leads this Rawhide team in hits so far in 2024. It's 124, and that one lands in fair. It is hit number 125. He'll round first base, a nasty hop in right field. Yancel Luis is thinking 3. It'll be cut off and no throw. It will be in time. A leadoff triple from Yancel Luis. Rawhide are 90 feet away from making this a one-run ball game. First pitch of the game, first hit of the game, brought to you by Rosa Brothers Milk Company. With Rosa Brothers, every sip is special. Turning on an inside pitch, number 125 for Mr. Number 10. And now it brings up Christopher Toreen to the plate. Yancel Luis, all of a sudden, is now 4 hits behind Andy Perez, who was called up earlier this season to the Spokane Indians. First pitch on the way. That one's in there for a strike, 0-1. Christopher Toreen so far on the year, batting 256 with 4 home runs and 46 RBIs. Here comes the deal, and Toreen will have to duck and dive out of the way of that pitch. And the count is now 1-1. Starting pitcher for the Fresno Grizzlies, the right-hander Brian Mena. We'll go through the rest of his numbers here in just a moment. Mena will look over at third. Nobody holding on Luis. Here's the pitch to Taurin. And for the second time in this at-bat, he has a duck out of the way of that one. And the count is now 2-1. Taurin, four home runs on the season. Has 46 RBIs, top five on this Rahi team in RBIs. The 2-1 deal on the way to Taurin. Here's Mena's pitch. And Taurin will lift that one into right field. Will it be enough to score Luis? Here comes the grab by Tena. Luis is going to come home. Here comes the throw. And Yancel Luis is gunned out at home. And it is a double play into right field. A good throw by Tena and right. Two down in the frame. And we'll get ready to go through the starting batting order for the Rawhide. Yancel Luis leads things up. Christopher Taurin will bat at the two spot. Dimitro Crisantes will bat third. Meanwhile, at the four spot, it is Angel Ortiz. Batting fifth is Drew Jones. Six is Ben McLaughlin. Seven, Ruben Santana. Eight will be Adrian DeLeon. And then lastly, the right fielder, Jefferson Pena. Two-out pitch on the way. And that one is outside for ball one, 1-0. Jaime Del Valle, the third base coach for today's ball game. Meanwhile, over at first is manager D. Garner. And you got to think that this is a Rawhide group of guys who's going to be thinking they got to play aggressive early in this ball game if they want to find a way to push that much closer to that postseason spot. The 1-1 deal on the way to Demetrio. He has a slide out of the way of that pitch, and the count is now 2-1. Demetrio Crisantes batting 349 with five home runs and 37 RBIs. A 2-1 pitch on the way is lifted into left center field. Underneath it is Caleb Hobson, and just like that, Brian Mena will face the minimum here in inning number one. Grizzlies 2, Rawhide 0. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ballgame with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the top half of inning number two, where Tevin Tucker will lead things off. First pitch on the way from Adonis Perez. Thought about laying down the bunt, pulled it back. However, it is in there for a strike. And the count now 0-1. So I've already seen an outfield assist in right field by the Grizzlies. A two-run home run from Blake Wright. We'll see what other fireworks are going to be in this ball game, as that pitch is inside for a ball 1-1. It's currently a series right now, a season series that favors Fresno 5-3. But the Rawhide capturing their first game of the series last night. That one fouled back to the right side, 1-2. You talk about the series back in May. And the Rawhide captured two games in that series. It was the opening game of that six-game series, a Tuesday 11 a.m. day game over at Chichansey Park. The Rawhide 7-1 winners in that ball game. The 1-2 pitch on the way. Inside corner, strike three called. A late call from the home plate umpire, Caleb George. But it's a first strikeout of the ball game for Donnie's Perez. That strikeout brought to you by Allstate insurance agent Abraham Guillen. Starting lineup for Visalia tonight on the defensive side. Adrian DeLeon behind the plate. Ben McLaughlin at first. At second base is Christopher Torin. Yancel Luis at short. Ruben Santana at third. Moving left to right is Angel Ortiz, Drew Jones, Jefferson Pena. And Demetrio Crisantes gets the night off from the field. He'll be the DH for the Rawhide. And now making his professional debut, the former Fresno State Bulldog, Tommy Hopfe. And that pitch is low, and the count will now move to 2-0. Take a look there at Tommy Hopfe, 2024 preseason All-Mountain West, 2023 All-Mountain West first team. Also had some other notables as well, as Hopfe fouls that one directly backwards for a 2-1 count. 2023 Mountain West All-Tournament team, and 2022 same thing as well. Hopfe from Bakersfield, California, 6-1, 210. The pitch on the way to Hopfe, and that one is inside for a ball. They count it now 3-1. Hopfe was listed as a right-handed pitcher and a utility player during his time with the Bulldogs. The 3-1 pitch on the way, Hopfe a swing and a miss, and the count now 3-2. Will likely use him only on the offensive side in the Rockies organization. And you're seeing a lot of trends throughout the college ranks right now with those two-way players. We talked about earlier this year, Caden Grice, a former two-way player of the year out of Clemson. And now that one's grounded over to the left side. It'll be scooped up by Luis. A quick toss to first base just in time. So now two down here in the inning, and it'll bring up Juan Castillo to the plate. You talk about Caden Grice earlier in the year being a two-way player. He would be added onto the injured list in July. But we saw Caden Grice, two-way star out of Clemson. Tommy Hopfe as well, a two-way star with the Fresno State Bulldogs. It's a lot of guys who are trying to do the same thing nowadays. And that one's in there for a strike 0-1. You look at Paul Skeens during his time at LSU in the Air Force Academy. A home run hitter during his time there. Former first overall pick in last year's draft. 0-1 pitch on the way from Perez. And that one's on the outside corner for a strike. Kind of 0-2. You give a lot of credit to that for Shohei Ohtani, who's really paved the way for at the major league ranks, doing it so well and so efficiently. 0-2 pitch, swung on and missed. And it'll be Adonis' second strikeout of the ballgame, and he sits down the Grizzlies in order in inning number two. We're at the bottom half of the frame here in downtown Visalia. Grizzlies 2, Rawhide 0. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cahuilla Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cahuilla Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cahuilla Health, más que medicina, vida.
Cahuilla Health, más que medicina, vida.
There are only three things a man really loves: his truck, and his truck. Oh shoot, make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned customer service. Don't fuss.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Bottom two we go. First pitch on the way. And that one's in there for a strike 0-1. 4-5-6 to open the frame for Visalia. On Hel Ortiz, Drew Jones, and Ben McLaughlin. Deal home. And that one is outside for a ball. And the count now 1-0. 1-1, should say. Brian Mayna, 6'2", 185. The 20-year-old right-hander out of the Dominican Republic. His 1-1 pitch on the way to Ortiz is fouled directly backwards, 1-2. Fourth year in the Colorado Rockies organization, he started 2021 out in the Dominican Summer League. He would eventually make his way stateside in 2022, where he'd have 4.54 ERA in the ACL. And now this pitch is bounced downstairs for ball 2-2-2. 3 years in the ACL if you include this year. He started off the year out in the complex. He played in 13 games out in Arizona before he made it his way out to Fresno, where this is his sixth game of the season. And Ortiz will poke that one into left field just over the head of Blake Wright at third base. Anel Ortiz will round first, and it's Visalia's second hit of the night. It is a second straight frame with a leadoff base hit, and it'll bring up Drew Jones to the plate. See there, look at the replay, outside pitch and poked into left field. We talk about the numbers for Mayna, 0-3 with a 7.52 ERA, 20 and a third innings of work with 15 strikeouts and 10 walks so far this year for Brian Mayna. So Drew Jones will get ready for the pitch here. With one swing of the bat could tie this ball game up right now. Mayna's pitch to Jones on the way. It's a breaking ball on the outside corner. And it's in there for a strike, 0-1. Last time Mayna was on the mound for the Grizzlies was last week on August 23rd against the Ports. A ball game where he was 0-1, where he pitched 4 2/3 innings of work, 10 hits, and 7 runs in that ball game. Jones is swinging a miss, and the count now 0-2. You talk about those 7 earned runs for Mayna in that ball game last week. That is the most earned runs he's allowed in a ball game this year. You look at his numbers in May during 4 games in the ACL. He gave up 9 earned runs through 4 games. 0-2 pitch on the way to Drew. He thought about going for the breaking ball on Hel Ortiz. Goes on the ball in the dirt, and he's going to be gunned out at second base. Rawhide have tried to be aggressive on the base paths twice in this ball game, and they are currently 0-2 trying to do it. They've been gunned out on a caught stealing right there, and also the attempt to get home on the fly out of right field. So now base is empty here for Drew Jones on a 1-2 count. Working from the right side, here's Mayna's pitch to Drew. Ground ball to the third base side. A backhander by Wright. Throw to first base is not in time. And Drew Jones shows up to 70 grade speed, able to run that one out down the line. And now it is a one-out single for Drew. And a base runner on here for the high. Take a look at that replay there. The backhand effort near the chalk, unable to make the play. And now it brings up Ben McLaughlin to the plate, who in yesterday's ball game, a 2-run home run over the left field wall. The Oppo Taco for Ben McLaughlin. The former Arkansas Razorback, 255 on the year, 2 home runs and 15 RBIs. Here comes the pitch from Mayna. Drew's in motion. Throw down to second base, and this one's not in time. And Drew made sure that he was not going to be gunned out right there, and a runner in scoring position here for the Hyde. Take a look at the replay there on the home run yesterday. Ben McLaughlin, it looked like a ball initially was going to be enough just for a sack fly, and it kept carrying and carrying and carrying until it got out just below the 2019 championship sign. 1-0 with one away. Here's a pitch to McLaughlin, and that one is downstairs for a ball. The count now 2-0. That stolen base for Drew Jones. He remains a top 5 player on this Rahi team. When it comes to stolen bases, it is his 19th of the year, just outside the top 10 in the California League. 2-0 pitch on the way. Looks like a bit of a miscommunication there as the catcher Juan Castillo is looking for a higher breaking pitch. That one way below his glove. You take a look at the replay here and kind of crossed up on it. That one hits him straight in the chest protector. So McLaughlin in a 3-0 count now with one down in the frame. And Rawhide looking for runners on first and second for the first time this evening. Waiting on deck is Ruben Santana. The 3-0 pitch on the way from Mena. Long extended pause before his pitch. And that one is outside for ball four. So McLaughlin draws the four-pitch walk and brings up Ruben Santana to the plate. That walk brought to you by JP Electric and Solar. Visalia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. So Ruben Santana, he's had a lot better month of August than he had in July. A struggling month for Santana during that month, but he's been able to turn it around this month. And what a time it would be for the first hit of the ball game here for the Rawhide third baseman. Pickoff attempt at second, and Jones is going to be caught in a pickle. It'll be picked up by Blake Wright. Throw down to second once again. Jones will try to outrun it. He'll be tagged on the backside, and Ben McLaughlin will go back over to first base with nobody holding him off. So now two down here in the inning, and another mistake on the base paths here for Visalia. Jones trying for that large secondary lead, and Mena is able to catch Jones. That's second. So Drew trying to outrun the tag effort there. Take a look at the replay. For a moment, I thought Jones would have just enough speed to outrun that tag, but he would be tagged on the backside. And now Blake Wright will field. He'll throw across the diamond to first base in time, and the inning will come to conclusion. So two outs on the base paths for Visalia puts the inning to conclusion. Fresno leads this ball game 2-0. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
No! Grab the keys, come on, let's go!
Toyota, let's go places.
One of only 20 hospitals in California, and one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Kauia Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Take your Toyota's safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the bottom. Able to dodge out of the way of that pitch. Count now 1-0. Caleb Hobson yesterday 1-for-4 with a single, a run, and a stolen base. 1-0 deal on the way from Perez. And kind of a half swing from Hobson. He does go around. And the count will now move to 1-1. Hobson's single yesterday came in the seventh inning. It'd be the final inning where the Grizzlies would score a run in yesterday's ball game. 1-1 pitch on the way. Does Hobson go around? He does not, says first base umpire Zach Hovick. And the count is now 2-1. Take a look at the replay here. close, but it looks like Bailey was able to hold it back just enough. Two balls, one strike with no outs. Here's a pitch from Perez. It'll be a pickoff attempt at first. Trying to keep the base runner honest over there on the first base side. Ben McCabe. Caleb Hobson batting .243 so far on the year. Two balls, one strike. The glance at first by Perez. Here comes the deal home. And that one is fouled back to the right side. The count will now move to 2-2. We talked about the series between these two teams earlier. And you look at the last 3 years that the Grizzlies and Rawhide have played against each other. 2021 was the first year that the Grizzlies were moved into single A. In 2021, that was the most wins that the Rawhide had against the Grizzlies at the time. The Rawhide were in the Northern Division. The Grizzlies won that series 19-5. However, last year, the Rawhide did steal 4 out of the 12, which was their most since that 2021 year. 2022, they only captured 2 out of the 18 games. 2-2 pitch on the way. That one's downstairs for ball 3-2. You have to go back to 2021, and the last time the Rawhide had more than 2 wins at home against the Grizzlies. Last year in 2023, the Rawhide were 2-4 at home against the Grizzlies, and then in 2022, they were 2-10 at Valley Strong Ballpark. Payoff pitch on the way, and that one is sent into right center field. Drew Jones will retreat backwards near the barn, and he's going to look up, and that ball's going to bounce off of the top of the barn in right center. It's a 2-run home run from Caleb Hobson. It is his 5th of the year, and the Grizzlies lead this ball game 4-0 in the top of the third inning. Very similar to the Ben McLaughlin home run yesterday, where it looked like it would be a routine fly ball for Drew Jones to make a play on, and instead it just gets out of the yard, similar to McLaughlin's ball that hit the netting yesterday. Take a look there at the replay. Jefferson Pena out in right field. He gave it a look, but it's too far. And the Rawhide now find themselves in an early 4-0 deficit as that pitch is high and outside for a ball 1-0. Brings up Aiden Longwell to the plate, who is 2-for-5 in his ball game on Tuesday. He did not play in the ball game yesterday. The 1-0 deal on the way to Longwell, and that one's on the outside for a ball. 2-0 the count. Longwell in that ball game on Tuesday night. Two singles, a run, and 2 strikeouts. 2-0 pitch on the way from Perez, and that one is ripped into right field as well. Jefferson Pena will be in front of it off the bounce. And it's Fresno's 5th hit of the night. Back-to-back hits now, and brings up Braylon Wimmer to the plate. And you see pitching coach Tyler Martin call for time as he'll make his way out to the mound for the second time in this ballgame. Now is it brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Beaver Health. Reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Beaver Health, now open in Visalia.
We got a party once for the booth and party of favorite shop at Visalia's best discount party supply store.
We got Braylon Wimmer getting ready to step up to the plate. T-Mart just trying to find a way to get Perez to clear the bases right here. A double play would get you 2 outs and empty the base paths. For Blake Wright, who's already been dangerous so far here in this series. All right, have to get some efficient defense right here. Adonis, over his last 2 outings, we've talked about he's only gone 2 2/3 innings over his last 2 outings. 2 2/3 against Inland. And then 2 1/3, 2 outings ago, when the Rawhide hosted Rancho Cucamonga. Prior to that, Perez had a string of 5 straight outings with 5 innings or more. Here comes Adonis' pitch. That one's bouncing the dirt, and the count is now 1-0. Very similar ball game to that of Tuesday night at the moment, where the Rawhide were down 4-0 heading into the bottom of the third inning. 1 ball, no strikes, and no outs. Perez holds at the chest. He gets ready for the deal home. Here's the pitch. And that one's in the dirt as well for ball 1-1-1. Braylon Wimmer, 23 hits so far in the month of August. That is the most by any player on this Fresno Grizzly team. Perez holds at the belt, gets ready for the deal home. Here's the pitch. And that one is bounced away from DeLeon, who's struggling to locate that one. Rounding second is Longwell, who'll hold up there. So the wild pitch will put a runner into scoring position. This ball game in real risk at the moment of getting a lot worse than what it should be here early in the ball game. Three balls, no strikes. Perez holds at the Rawhide logo printed across the chest. Here's the deal home. And that one's in there for strike three and one. Braylon Wimmer, 14 home runs so far on the year for this Fresno Grizzly team. That is the most in the entire California League. 3-1 deal on the way from Perez. Ground ball to the left side. Luis will field and throw to first base. Wimmer lost his footing trying to get out of the batter's box. So one down here in the inning brings up Blake Wright to the plate. And last time Wright stepped up to the plate, a two-run home run over the left field wall. You take a look at the replay on the previous at-bat to Braylon Wimmer, who grounded over to shortstop.
Yes, sir. My name is Blake
Wright on back-to-back days. Getting it over the left field wall, over where the Rawhide bullpen is housed. Perez holds at the chest to look at second base. Here comes the deal to right, and that one's in the dirt for a ball. It's now 1-0.
What? Do you want to go to war, Malaki?
Felix Tina waiting on deck. You look at the former Clemson Tiger at the plate who spent 4 years out in the Atlantic Coast Conference. Upcoming pitch on the way to right. Perez looks at second. The 1-0 deal on the way, and that one is inside for a ball. And the count is now 2-0.
You make sure people know what happened here today.
Blake Wright will step out of the batter's box before he gets ready to step back in once again. Two balls, no strikes, one away. You look at his numbers during his time with Clemson, 2024 and 23, back-to-back years, where he played in 60 games. Prior to that, in 2022, just 44. And year one in 2021, he had played in just 12 games. His best batting average was that 2022 season, where he batted .349 through those 44 games. 3-0 with one away, outside corner. It's in there for a strike. And the count is now 3-1. Wright finished off his career out at Clemson, batting .303. 370 total bases during his time with the Tigers. 3-1 with one down. Perez will stare down right. Here's the deal home. And that one's on the outside corner once again. It's in there for a strike. 3-2. Blake Wright, 3-for-8 so far here in the series, including a 1-for-4 ball game yesterday, where his lone hit was that solo home run back in inning at number 2. 3-2 with one away. Perez looks at second, payoff pitch, swung on and missed, strike 3. And Blake Wright will be sat down for the second out of the inning. A strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Guillen. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. And it brings up Felix Tina to the plate. Tina just one hit so far here in this series, where he is 1-for-9. That hit coming in yesterday's ballgame where he was 1-for-4. The two-out pitch on the way. That one's hit into left center field. It's going to drop in for a base hit. Rounding third is Longwell. He will come home to score. And the Grizzlies now lead this ballgame 5-0 in the top half of the third inning. Replay there, and that was as easy as they come for Aiden Longwell to come home to score. And now time called as manager G. Gardner is going to make his way out to the mound. It's a 5-0 ball game here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Well, our first pitching change of the night. Grizzlies 5-0. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit at 43024.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here on the MILB app. The Rawhide down 5-0 in the top half of the third inning. And this pitching change is brought to you by ResCom Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye bugs. The new pitcher in the ballgame for Visalia is the southpaw Jake Fitzgibbons, 5'11", 175, the 22-year-old left-hander out of Glen Ridge, New Jersey. Former Tennessee Volunteer. Got Tevin Tucker at the plate, swing and a miss, and it's going to be a stolen base for Felix Tana. By the time that De Leon got up, he didn't even have a time to get that ball out of the hand cannon. So now runner in scoring position once again for the Grizzlies. They also look at maybe a little bit of a late transition from ball to hand, and a reason for the delay right there. Fitzgibbons holds at the chest. He'll get ready for the deal home. A glance at second. 0-1 pitch on the way. And that one is high and outside for a ball. It's now 1-1. The Grizzlies already here in these first three innings of the ball game. Already 3 2-out RBIs. Two from Blake Wright and one from Felix Tana. 1-1 deal on the way from Fitzgibbons. And that one's in there for a strike. The count now 1-2. The Grizzlies already 2-for-4 with runners in scoring position here on the night. 1-2, 2-away. Fitzgibbons will stare down Tucker, who's 1-for-4 in yesterday's ball game with a single, a stolen base, and an RBI. Fitzgibbons looks at second. And now time called here is going to be a pitch clock violation called against Fitzgibbons. It's the first time I've seen a first base umpire call a pitch clock violation against a pitcher. It's usually the home plate umpire who has that pitch clock out in right center field. The base umpire, they have the pitch clock's a little bit further off to the side near the on-deck circles. Fitzgibbons will spin off the bag and look over at second base holding Felix Tana honest. The solo pitch clock out in right field, just left of that barn right center field. 2-2, a two-way. Here comes the deal from Fitzgibbons. That one swung on and missed, strike three. And the inning will come to a conclusion, but not before the Grizzlies tack on three runs on three hits, and they strand two runners on base. We head to the bottom half of the third inning. Grizzlies 5, Rawhide 0. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Kauai Health, we hold that same belief that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold.
Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Kaweah Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that...
We're back to Rawhide Baseball. Visalia has had four base runners in this ballgame so far, but they have unable to bring across a run here in their first two innings of work. Brings up Adrian DeLeon to the plate to begin this frame. First pitch on the way is inside for a ball, 1-0. It remains Brian Mena on the mound. It'll be Adrian DeLeon, Jefferson Pena, and Yancel Luis due up here in the frame. With that pitch going in there for a strike, 1-1. Right, catcher will get ready for the pitch, and DeLeon will take down on the inside corner for a strike, 1-2. Good-sized crowd on hand here on this Thursday night. But looking for something to cheer after and get behind the Rawhide team as they look to make the playoff push after tonight. Just three more games left in the regular season at home. You got Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday before the Rawhide will wrap up the regular season at home and go over to Lone Mart Field next week for a six-game set against the Quakes. And DeLeon, a swing and a miss. There's one down here in the frame. As you look at the starting defense for the Grizzlies, at home is Juan Castillo. Over at first is Aiden Longwell. Tevin Tucker's at second. Braylon Wimmer is a shortstop. Then Blake Wright is at third base. Tommy Hopfe, the Bulldog, in left field. Caleb Hobson in center. And then lastly, Felix Tena in right. The DH for tonight's ball game is Ben McCabe, and Jefferson Pena will nearly be skimmed by that pitch. He was barely able to dodge out of the way of that one, and the count now 1-0. We've already seen some lack of control here in this ball game from Brian Pena. We saw Torrens at bat, where he had to dodge out of the way of two pitches that were very, very close inside. And now Pena will foul that one directly backwards. The count now 1-1. So far in the month of August, 0-3 with an 8.83 ERA with 17 and a third innings of work here from Mena. That 8.83 ERA is the worst clip of any month here in 2024, with his best coming back in June during his time in the ACL, a 1.89 ERA during five games. Two balls, one strike with one away. Here comes the pitch to Pena, and he takes that one very inside for strike number two. Pena quickly was not in his head in disagreement after that pitch. Take a look at the replay here to Pena. A lot closer on the screen than it did look in real time. The 2-2 pitch on the way, and Pena swings and misses on the ball in the dirt. He'll be tagged on the left shoulder. And now back-to-back strikeouts here from Mena. Goes back to the top of the Rawhide order in the form of Yancel Luis. You take a look at his numbers, 0-3 with a 7.52 ERA, 20 and a third innings of work with 15 strikeouts and 10 walks. Yancel Luis, just one hit in the series entering the night. He was 1-for-6 entering this evening, as that pitch will sneak under the glove of the catcher, Juan Castillo. Yancel Luis 0-for-2 in yesterday's ballgame. He did get on base twice via two walks. He also had a stolen base. 1-0 pitch on the way. That one's outside for a ball. And the count now 2-0. Pitch on the way from Mena. And Yancel Luis takes that one inside for ball 3-3-0. Luis in his previous at-bat, a triple down the right field line. It was his 10th three-bagger of the season. 3-0 pitch on the way. That one's downstairs for ball four. That is 10 triples on the year for Luis. That currently leads the California League. And now Torino will get ready to step up to the plate for the second time in this ballgame. A walk brought to you by JP Electric and Solar, by Salia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. So you got Christopher Torino getting ready to step up to the plate. And his last at-bat, he flew out into right field, and Yancel Luis was gunned out at home. Two-out pitch on the way. It's in there for a strike, 0-1. Torino, last week, he was three for eight. Including three of those hits coming yesterday. Torino, three singles, a run, an RBI, and a stolen base as well. Pickoff attempt at first. And Luis barely able to dive back there in time. Go back to work. 0-1 with two-way. Torino looking to bring the offense that he provided last night here in today's ball game. The 0-1 pitch on the way to Torino, and he takes that one inside for a ball, 1-1. Visalia 61-60 entering the night. Meanwhile, 32-24 in the second half for the Fresno Grizzlies, a team who was 25-31 in the second half and 63-58 overall. Here comes the pitch to Torino. It's in there for a strike. Luis will try to steal second, and he'll be caught stealing. It is the second CS of the ball game, and we are through three innings of work. No hits, no runs, no errors, and nobody left on base. Grizzlies 5, Rawhide 0. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Of only 20 hospitals in California and one of two in the valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Kaweah Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Kaweah Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos. Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Kaweah Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Kaweah Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Kaweah Health, más que medicina, vida.
Kaweah Health, más que medicina, vida.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Moving to the top half of the fourth inning. It is all Grizzlies up to this point at the moment. 5-0. And Tommy Hopfe will lead things off. First pitch on the way from Jake Fitzgibbons is outside for a ball. 1-0. Hopfe, we talked about earlier, being that two-way player for the Bulldogs. Talk about his pitching numbers. He pitched in 17 games in the spring of 24. That one's lifted into center field, and Drew Jones had a leap up. He's unable to make the grab. Hoppy was grounded second base. He's thinking about three. Here comes a relay throw from Yancel Luis, and Ruben Santana will apply the tag, and Hoppy is gunned down at third base. He'll go down for a double and out stretching. So Tommy Hoppy's first professional hit is out at third base, and it brings up Juan Castillo to the plate. What a relay throw by Yancel Luis. And the Rawhide needed that one little bright spot in this ball game. Maybe that's enough to start turning the tide here in this game. So now it brings up Juan Castillo to the plate. And the first pitch of the AB, that one ends up hitting the backstop.
When you get out of here, you
Look at the combination between Yunsell Oates in the front of the picture, Drew Jones out there in center. And now a big swing and a miss, and the count now 1-1. We're talking about Hoppe's numbers. 17 innings of work during his time with Fresno State. We're at a 7.94 ERA with the Bulldogs. He gave up 23 hits and 15 earned runs during his time out in the Mountain West. And now he got Juan Castillo at the plate, who's currently in a 2-1 count. Two and one with one away. Juan Castillo comes in 6 foot, 170. A 21-year-old right-hander out of Venezuela. He was signed to a free agent contract back in 2019, his fourth year in the Colorado Rockies organization, his first year with the Grizzlies. In a season where he's appeared in just 10 games, he'll take that pitch inside for ball four, so it'll be a one-out walk. And to bring up Ben McCabe to the plate. That walk brought to you by JP Electric and Solar, Visalia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. So Jake Fitzgibbons looking to get the double play to get him out of the frame. It has been an offensive onslaught so far from the Grizzlies to begin this ball game. The only time they've been sat down in order was back in inning number two, where Donis Perez had two strikeouts in the frame. No balls, one strike with one away. As Gibbons holds at the belt, here comes the deal home, and that one fouled directly backwards. The count now 0-2. As Gibbons perceived his first professional save three outings ago at home against Rancho in a ball game where he went two innings of work, one hit, no earned runs, four strikeouts in that ball game, and one walk. 0-2 with one away. Fitzgibbons looks at first. Here's a deal home. A swing and a miss. He speeds it right past Ben McCabe, and it's a second strikeout of the ball game for Jake Fitzgibbons. Strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Ginn. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. So that brings up Caleb Hobson to the plate in a ball game where he's already 2-for-2. A single and a two-run home run. Hobson's fifth homer of the year, and now that pitch is high and outside for ball 1-0. Oh. 1-0 with two down. Gibbons will get the signal from Adrian DeLeon. Pickoff attempt at first, a quick sidestep there, getting off the rubber for Fitzgibbons. Ready for the deal once again. 1-0, a two-way. Fitzgibbons holds at the chest. Here comes the deal home. And that one's in the dirt as well for ball 2-2-0. You look at the top five in the Fresno Grizzlies order so far. Everybody has a hit, including two of those having a home run. Two-run home runs on top of that. 2-0, a two-way. Here comes a pitch from Fitzgibbons, and that one is high for ball three. DeLeon did try to throw over to first, Ben McLaughlin, trying to apply the tag, but unable to do so in time. And this is a ball game with the size of the crowd that is here at Valley Strong Ballpark tonight. You think that just one little sizzle of the bat, one little defensive play could really turn this ball game around. But you need that play, and you can't afford to go any more longer in this ballgame without that situation happening. Caleb Hobson will draw the walk with Aiden Longwell to the plate. Last night, a decent-sized crowd as well. The fans got engaged all throughout the ballgame, really. They had their own chants going. They had the clapping as well. And you saw the way that ended up impacting that Rawhide team, leading to a 6-5 win in last night's ball game. Two down in the frame brings up Aiden Longwell to the plate. Here's a pitch from Fitzgibbons, and that one is high and outside for ball 1-0. Last night's crowd, 1,352 fans. There's a nice crowd on Tuesday night as well, 1,559. One ball, no strikes with two away. Fitzgibbons looks at second. Here's a deal home, And that one sailed into center field. Drew Jones will be underneath it. He'll backpedal a few steps and be underneath it for the grab. And the inning will come to a conclusion. One hit, no runs, no errors, and two runners left on base. We head to the bottom half of the fourth inning. Grizzlies lead the Rawhide 5-0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
In Central Valley residents, are you in need of top-quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
One of only 20 hospitals in California, and one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Kaweah Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ballgame with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
Right, still looking for that little flame. The spark could come back. The Rye trail this ballgame 5-0. In the bottom half of the fourth inning, going to be Christopher Torin, Dimitri Crisantes, and Angel Ortiz. Pitch on the way to Torin. Back-to-back breakers on the outside corner, and it's in there for a 0-2. Torin, a six-game hitting streak, tied for the fifth longest in the Cal League. And he'll take that one upstairs for a ball 1-2. One ball, two strikes, and no outs. Here comes a pitch from Mena, and Torin, a good eye there, watches it miss outside for a ball. The count now 2-2. Rawhide, they have not had a shortage of base runners in this ball game, but you already look at two Rawhide base runners who've been caught stealing. You look at the double up, that one fouled back to the backside. You look at the double up for Yunsel Luis, who is thrown out at home plate, trying to score from third. Back in the first inning, Drew Jones caught stealing over at second base back in the second after having a large secondary lead and being caught in a rundown. And now Torino will sky this one up on the left side of the infield. Juan Castillo will lose his mask, and that one will end up going into the bleacher. Foul ball brought to you by Porta Subs, your neighborhood sandwich shop, celebrating 50 years of slicing fresh.
Good guy alert, trying to give it to a kid. Good guy alert, he's trying at least.
Two balls, two strikes, and no outs. Dimitri Crisantes waits on deck. Here's a pitch to Torin. Kind of a half swing there, and he fouls it off to the right side. Torin, 46 RBIs on this Rawhide season. He was an electric player to start at the beginning of the year. First 2 weeks of the season, he was batting above 400 in the series against the Inland Empire 66ers on opening weekend and the series against the San Jose Giants as well. But still continues to find himself in the top three spots in this Rawhide batting order. Three balls, two strikes, and no outs. Here comes Mena's pitch. And Torin watches that one miss inside for ball four, so a good eye there. We'll put a base runner on first in the form of Torin. And bring Dimitri Crisantes to the plate. That walk brought to you by JP Electric and Solar, by Salia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. So brings up Demetrio Crisantes to the plate for the second time here in this ball game. Crisantes batting 349 with 5 home runs and 37 RBIs. Here comes the pitch to Demetrio, and that one's outside for ball 1-0. Demetrio 2-for-8 so far in the series and a 1-for-4 ball game yesterday. We had a double, an RBI, and a run. Take a look at the replay there. Barely on the outside corner, but it goes in favor of Demetrio. 1-0. Here comes the pitch of Crisantes. He hits that one through the left side of the infield. Back-to-back base runners will reach to begin this frame, and it's now going to bring up Angel Ortiz to the plate. So Crisantes will now reach for the minor league leading 49th game of the year. And it brings up Angel Ortiz to the plate, who flipped his season around when the Ride went over to Chancy Park back in the month of May. A guy who was batting below 100 in the first two series that he appeared in, both against Rancho and Lake Elsinore at home. It was the first of the two double homestands in 24. And something clicked when he went up 99. And since then, he leads the California League in batting average, batting 300. No balls and one strike. We get ready for the pitch here to Angel Ortiz. And a swing and a miss. He's way out in front of that one. And quickly behind in the count now, 0-2. No balls, two strikes, and no outs here to Angel Ortiz. We talk about that series against Fresno. Angel Ortiz, during that series, he was batting 267. He was 4-for-15 that week, but that really was a projection to go forward. And now Ortiz, a half swing, he will be called for the strikeout. What? So Ortiz will be the first out of the inning and bring up Drew Jones to the plate. So now you got Drew Jones at the plate, who already has a single in this ballgame. You take a look at the replay, and it looks like Ortiz barely does go around. So Drew Jones, the most hits by this Ride player this week, 4-for-8, thanks to his 3 hits yesterday. The one-out pitch on the way to Drew Jones. Here's the deal. He shows bunt, unable to lay it down successfully, and now Tureen has a slide back safely over to second base. 0-1 in the count. Drew Jones yesterday, a triple, a double, a single. He was a home run shy of the cycle, and he missed it by about 10 feet in the center field. Sounded good off the bat. It looked good off the bat, but just not enough to get 405 to dead center. The 0-1 pitch on the way to Drew Jones, and he swings out in front of that one. It's now 0-2. No balls, two strikes, one away. The Ride being out-hit in this ballgame. 7-4. You got Ben McLaughlin awaiting on deck. The pause from Mena. Continues to look at second, where it's Taurine. And now a throw over to second. It's going to get into outfield. Taurine's going to go over to third. And Demetrio Crisantes will slide safely into second. And for the first time in this ballgame, the Ride have two runners in scoring position. And it'll go down as an E1 against Brian Mena. So how does that change the approach here for Drew Jones at the plate? One down. Go for a sack fly, or do you continue to swing away and see what you can produce right now? No balls, two strikes with one down. Here's that spark that the Ride have been looking for. Here's Mena's pitch, swing and a miss on a slider outside, and Drew Jones will be struck out for the second out of the inning. It's back-to-back punch-outs for Mena, and it brings up Ben McLaughlin to the plate. Mistakes happen. That's why your local State Farm agent Patrick Salazar is in your corner. A good neighborhood service, surprisingly great rates. Give Patrick a call today at 625-2318. Ben McLaughlin, a walk so far in this ballgame. Looking for the fifth Rawhide hit of the ballgame and bringing the Rawhide back within at least four. First pitch of the AB on the way. It's in there for a strike, 0-1. Rawhide fans have seemed to become very uneasy with the home plate umpire here in the first four innings of this ball game. NCAA Fayetteville Regional All-Tournament team during his time with Arkansas in their 2024 NCAA Regional Tournament. Prior to his 2024 season with Arkansas, 2023, he played in 28 games, 21 starts, 16 as a DH with the Razorbacks. The 1-1 pitch on the way. McLaughlin to the right side. He'll be caught by the first baseman, Longwell, who get up and toss to first base in time. And the Rawhide are going to strand two runners on base heading into inning number five. Grizzlies lead this ball game 5-0. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low electric bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Covia Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
One of only 20 hospitals in California, and one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Kaweah Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
Take your Toyota's safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We're moving to the top half of inning number five. Braylon Wimmer to lead things off. It'll be Braylon Wimmer, Blake Wright, and Felix Tana. With Jake Fitzgibbon still on the mound for Visalia. Getting ready to work in his second complete inning of work. As Gibbons will stare down Wimmer, here's the pitch home. And that one is high and outside for a ball. 1-0. Jake Fitzgibbons has looked good since returning to the Rawhide. He's only given up two earned runs in his first five games back with the Hide. 1-1 pitch on the way, swung on and missed. Those earned runs coming on both August 20th against Inland Empire and then on the road out at Modesto on August 11th. One ball, two strikes, and no outs. Here's a pitch from Fitzgibbons. And that one has popped up on the right side. McLaughlin will have to retreat backwards. This could be a difficult play, but the Razorback is underneath it for the grab, and there's one down here in the inning. That was a difficult play. And McLaughlin puts his hand out in the basket-looking effort. Here's a look at the replay on it. And McLaughlin just barely able to make that grab just right of the first base shot. So Blake Wright, one for two so far here in this ball game, with a two-run home run and a strikeout. That home run is his second straight after hitting a one yesterday. And now that one is upstairs for ball 1-0.
Because we could go to war.
No.
I'm for real.
Gibbons will stare down Blake Wright. We were talking about his numbers earlier during his time at Clemson. And now that pitch is upstairs for a ball. The count now 2-0.
Whatever.
talked about year number two, 2022, the 349 batting average. But you look at the most RBIs he had in a year, it was 2024 with 75 RBIs through 60 games. 2-0 pitch on the way. That one's outside for a ball. And the count is now 3-0. Blake Wright had a three-home run game on March 20th of 2024 against Presbyterian. That one's downstairs for ball four. So Wright, four pitches and one walk, and brings up Felix Tena to the plate. That walk brought to you by JP Electric and Solar, by Stanley's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. Felix Tena, 22 hits so far in the month of August. That is the second most by a player on this Grizzlies team. And he'll rip that one into left field. Going back towards the wall is Angel Ortiz. Shoulder to shoulder against the wall, and that ball is gone. A two-run home run from Felix Tena. It is his fifth of the year, and the Grizzlies have broken this ball game wide open. It is 7-0 here in the top half of inning number five. Talked about how good Jake Fitzgibbons has been since returning to Visalia. It's his second home run that he's allowed with that first earned run since back from the injured list occurring against the Modesto Nuts on August 11th. So now with bases empty, it brings up Tevin Tucker to the plate. Swing and a miss there. The count now 0-1. Tevin Tucker has struck out twice so far here in this ball game. And now here's a pitch from Fitzgibbons. That one swung on and missed as well. They count out 0-2. It's Fitzgibbons, 2023 Spring SEC Academic Honor Roll. 0-2 pitch on the way coming up here in just a moment. As here's his deal, and that one is outside for a ball. They count out 1-2. 2023 season during his time with Tennessee. 12 innings of work with a 3.75 ERA. During that season, 20 strikeouts and 10 walks. Ground ball to the third base side. Ruben Santana will throw to first base in time. And there's now two down here in the inning. Two down here in the inning as it brings up Tommy Hopvey to the plate. Pretty routine play there on the ground out there for Ruben Santana. Then he got Tommy Hopvey at the plate. He'll look to get his second professional base hit after having a double back in inning number three, or inning number four, should say, before being gunned out over at third base on the assist that went Drew Jones, Yancel Luis to Ruben Santana. Hopvey batted 360 during his time at Fresno State. In the spring of 24, he had 247 ABs in 61 games, and Hopvey will be hit on the left eye, so he'll draw a two-out base runner and bring up Juan Castillo to the plate. Jake Fitzgibbons just the second pitcher using this ball game by Visalia. Adonis Perez, who started tonight's ball game for the Hyde. Adonis 2 2/3, six hits, five earned runs, three strikeouts, and a walk. And now a swing and a miss on a pitch upstairs, count now 0-1. Juan Castillo yesterday, a 1-for-4 ball game for the Grizzlies with his lone hit being a single. And now he's out in front of that one, and the count now 0-2. Got Ben McCabe waiting on deck here for the Grizzlies. We're just now joining us. Fresno leads this ball game 7-0. The Grizzlies have put up two runs in innings number one and five, while also tacking on three runs in inning number three. And now a swing and a miss for Juan Castillo. So Jake Fitzgibbons will fan three pitches past him. And we are halfway through at Valley Strong Ballpark, where the Grizzlies lead this ball game 7-0. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. a comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cowea Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cowea Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cowea Health, más que medicina, vida.
Cowea Health, más que medicina, vida.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Bottom half of inning number five here at Valley Strong Ballpark. First pitch on the way to Ruben Santana, and it's in there for a strike, 0-1. Bottom of the Rawhide order, Ruben Santana, Adrian DeLeon, and Jefferson Pena. First two pitches of the at-bat are in there for a strike, 0-2. Bottom half of inning number five gives us a chance to take a look at the California League scoreboard. The most important game is out in San Jose between the Quakes and the Giants. At the moment, Rancho currently has a 3-1 lead over San Jose. Pitch on the way to Ruben. That one's downstairs for ball one, 1-2. The Quakes put up a run in the fifth, and they put up two runs in the top half of the sixth inning. At the moment, they have runners on the corners with no outs, and Ruben has to quickly dodge out of the way of that pitch, and the count now will move to 2-2. San Jose, one run in inning number four. So by Sanford Rancho, they're trying to cut down on the gap, especially with the way this ball game is going for Visalia. As Ruben Santana will sky that one up into left field. Staying in the yard is Tommy Hopfe in left. And he'll be there for the grab for out number one here of the inning. Batters 6-9 so far hitless in this ball game for the Rawhide. Take a look there at our junior announcer here on this Saturday, on this Thursday night. Adrian DeLeon has a play. He struck out swinging in his previous at-bat. And he'll take that one inside for a ball of 1-0. Adrian DeLeon struck out swinging in his previous at-bat back in the third. And now ground this one over to the third base side as Blake Wright will throw to first in time. And there's now two down here in the inning. Bring up Jefferson Pena to the plate. And we'll go down to our junior announcer for one final time here in this ball game. Some round of applause for our junior announcer here at Valley Strong. That pitch inside for ball one, 1-0. Visalia currently trails this ball game 7-0. The Grizzlies have scored in every odd-numbered inning, and now a slow ground ball up the middle. Mania will field and gather his throw to first base in time, and they're all going to go three up, three down for the first time here in this ball game. We head to inning number six here at Valley Strong. Grizzlies 7, Rawhide 0. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car?
lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron. Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Take your Toyota's safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra.
Seven nothing ball game here at Valley Strong. A pitcher in the ball game for Visalia is another former Clemson Tiger, Rocco Reed. Pitch and change brought to you by ResCom Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye bugs. 1-1 pitch on the way from Rocco Reed. And that one is inside for a ball. The count now 2-1. Jake Fitzgibbon's ball game officially comes to a conclusion after 2 1/3 innings of work. 2 hits and 2 earned runs, 3 walks, and 3 strikeouts. 2-1 deal. That one grounded off to the left side. And the count out 2-2. This is the second appearance of the professional season, or professional career for Rocco Reed, who made his professional debut last week against Inland Empire. 2 balls, 2 strikes, and no outs. Here comes the pitch to Ben McCabe. And that one has popped up on the right side of the infield. We'll see who will call it off. It'll be the first baseman, Ben McLaughlin, who's underneath that one. And he's there for the grab. There's one down here in the inning. Let's take a look at Rocco Reed, 6'200", a 21-year-old southpaw out of Durango, Colorado. 0-1 with an 18.0 ERA. One inning of work with 1 hit and 2 earned runs so far here in 2024. Pitch on the way to Rocco Reed. And that one is outside for a ball, 1-0. Here's a pitch from Reed, and that one's in there for a strike, and the count now 1-1. Reed spent 3 years out at Clemson, so knows Blake Wright pretty well out there on the Fresno Grizzlies side of things. But in 2024, a guy who finished the year 2-1, it was his first year that he would have a decision with the Tigers. You look at years 23 and 22. No decisions his first freshman year. And then his sophomore campaign, he was 0-1. 5.82 ERA was the second best ERA of his time with the Tigers.
Go back to work.
Time hall, time hall by McCabe as he steps out of the batter's box. Reed's deal on the way, and that one is inside for ball 2-2. Reed during his junior spring, 26 strikeouts that year. It was the most of his collegiate career, with the previous most coming in 2023, where he had 22 punch-outs. And out of the slow ground ball to the third base side, Ruben Santana will charge in, a bare hand grab, throw to first base, not in time, and it is Fresno's 9th hit of the night. And Caleb Hobson continues to show off that speed.
Come play number 20, Aiden Lockwell.
go back to these scores around the California League. We finished off with San Jose. We're in the top half of the sixth. It remains a 7-1 game now for the Quakes. Meanwhile, out at Banner Island Ballpark in Stockton, the 66ers looking for three straight wins as they lead that ball game 5-3. And now that pitch is in there for a strike 0-1. Meanwhile, out at Diamond Stadium in Lake Elsinore, the Storm currently trail against Modesto 5-4. They're halfway through seven innings out there. 0-1 pitch on the way from Rocco Reed. That one's fouled backwards. Count now 0-2. We're here in the top half of the sixth inning where the Grizzlies lead the Rawhide 7-0. No balls, two strikes with one away. Aiden Longwell will get ready for the deal here in just a moment. And that one is fouled back to the left side.
Fans, as a reminder, concession stands around the ballpark will be serving hot food until the end of this inning.
We'll take a look at the...
And they were closed completely at the end of the seventh, so get on over and get
with the rest of the Rawhide schedule, you got three more games against Fresno over the next 3 days. 0-2 pitch on the way. That one's on the outside corner. Strike three called. So Rocco Reed will have his first strikeout of the night. That strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Gant. That brings up Braylon Wimmer to the plate in 1-for-3 ball game. Talking about the rest of the week. On Friday night, the race car jersey giveaway sponsored by Valley Pacific Petroleum and Chevron. Then on Saturday night, our fan appreciation night fireworks presented by Valley Strong Credit Union. The final firework display in 2024. And then lastly, on Sunday afternoon, our final home game of the 2024 season is Sunday Bike Valet sponsored by Southern Sierra Cyclists. A pitch fouled backwards, and the count will now move to 1-1 with two away. Still some chances to come out to the ballpark and enjoy some Rawhide baseball here as your weekend gets ready to come forward. And the Rawhide looking to host a couple more games as they look to make that playoff spot for the first time since 2019. 2-1 with two away. Rocco Reed will look over at first base. Here's his deal home. And he'll bounce that one in the dirt for ball three. 3-1. Ride will wrap up the season on the road out at Lone Mart Field in Rancho Cucamonga. Meanwhile, for the Grizzlies, they'll wrap up this series this week before hopping back home for a 4:05 start time on Monday for Labor Day. Reed's pitch misses outside for a ball. And it bring up Blake Wright to the plate.
Balake.
More brought to you by JP Electric and
Balake
Solar
at?
By Salia's number one electric and solar company.
No,
before we have this at bat, we'll have pitching coach Tyler Mark make his way out to the mound. This mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Beaver Health. Reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Beaver Health, now open in Visalia.
So you better check yourself.
So you talk about that final series of the season. It'll be the San Jose Giants and Fresno Grizzlies. The Grizzlies not necessarily out of the playoff picture just yet, but they're definitely running out of time. After tonight, there will be 9 games left. They are 8 games back. And if San Jose loses tonight, they'll pick up a game. They'll be 7 games back, so they'll still have 2 games of wiggle room to work with heading into the final 9 games starting tomorrow night. With 2 down in the inning, upcoming pitch on the way from Rocco Reed. He looks at second. Here's the deal home, and that one is upstairs for a ball. It's now 1-0. A ball game on Monday between San Jose and Fresno. It will be the only Labor Day game with the rest of the California League games starting on Tuesday night. That pitch is in there for a strike, and the count now moves to 1-1. It will be the third Monday game of the season for the Grizzlies. They will play it on Memorial Day. They play on Labor Day, and then that 4th of July where all the teams had to play that 12 games in 12 days. A pitch on the inside corner. It's in there for a strike. 1-2.
What?
Blake Wright, 1-for-2 so far in this ball game. With a 2-run home run, the strikeout, and the walk. 1-2, 2-A. Runners on first and second here for the Grizzlies. Here comes the pitch from Reed. Ground ball to the left side and foul.
I guess you guys aren't ready for that yet.
Grizzlies out hitting the Rawhide. 9-4 in this ball game. You talk about the rest of the series. Tomorrow night it'll be the right-hander Casey Anderson, who's looked really good on the mound as of lately. You talk about his last outing, his longest professional outing of his career. 7 innings of work. 1-2, a two-way. Here's the pitch from Reed, and that one is lifted into right field. A long run for Jefferson Pena, and that one is going to drop in for a base hit. One run will come home to score. Here comes Braylon Wimmer. He will be held up at third base. So only one run will come home to score. It'll be Caleb Hobson from second. And now the Grizzlies lead this ball game 8-0 in the top half of the sixth inning.
For those that don't know, Brady Hoholter walking in the grandstands right now. This is his last week. A couple of his last games. He's going to be leaving, going to Midland, the Midland Rockhounds. Please give Brady your love and appreciation.
Well, there's a look at Brady Hoholter. Final week with Visalia. He's done so much for this Rawhide organization throughout his time with Visalia, and he will be missed next year. Two-out pitch on the way, and that one is ripped into left field. Anel Ortiz will have to turn the shoulder, and that one's going to go over his head. So Braylon Wimmer will come home to score. Blake Wright will score easily as well. And Felix Tana will have a stand-up double, a two-run RBI double. And the Grizzlies now lead this ball game 10-0 in the top half of the sixth inning.
Teddy's the man, and we're going to miss him. Love you, buddy.
Take a look at the replay there, and Angel Ortiz. That was a difficult play to make a grab on with how quickly that ball left the bat. So now you got Tevin Tucker at the plate, who's 0-3 so far in this ball game. First pitch on the way. That one's in there for a strike, 0-1. And the Rawhide still have 4 innings to work with, but this ball game is starting to feel very out of reach at the moment, and considering that batters 6-9 are hitless so far in this game. Rawhide, their largest comeback win in 2024 was an 8-run comeback. That was on May 28th against Inland Empire. So it would be a new season high if they were able to find a way to claw back into this game. 0-2 pitch on the way. That one's outside for a ball, 1-2. But you look at just the first 3 innings of this ball game, how many opportunities were kind of thrown away. Yancel Luis gunned out at home. Drew Jones caught stealing over at second base. Plenty of opportunities for the Rawhide in this ball game, but they have been unable to capitalize. Rocco Reed, a swing and a miss to get the final out of the frame, but not before the Fresno Grizzlies bring up 7 batters to the plate, and they scored 3 runs in the frame. Right to the bottom half of inning number 6 here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Grizzlies 10, Rawhide 0. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra. Or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Attention Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Come on,
Bottom six here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Grizzlies 10, Rawhide 0 here on this. Grounded over to shortstop. Yancel Oase will throw over to first base in time. And there's one down here in the inning. So Tommy Hopfe will ground out for the second time here in this ballgame. And new pitcher in the ballgame for Visalium is southpaw Shane Telfer, 6'1", 185. The 23-year-old left-hander out of San Diego, California. Spent his collegiate playing days at Pepperdine so far in 2024. He's alternated time between Hillsboro and Visalia. 1-0. One out pitch on the way inside for ball 1-0. Telfer started off the year in Hillsboro. He did make one appearance with Visalia back in their series against the Lake Elsinore Storm in April. He'll just make one appearance before he would be assigned back to the Hillsboro Hops on April 18th. 2-0 with one away. And pitch on the way from Telfer. And that one's popped up on the right side, and it'll land out of play for a foul ball. Foul ball brought to you by Porta Subs, your neighborhood sandwich shop, celebrating 50 years of slicing fresh.
Gutter ball.
You talk about April 18th, and then on May 15th, Shane Telfer would be placed on the 7-day IL. And that nagging injury pain would eventually lead over to the month of June on June 11th, where he would be transferred from the 7-day IL to the 60-day injured list. And now Luis will throw to first base in time. So now two ground out to Luis. He'll bring up Ben McCabe to the plate. But he would be shut down from July 11th all the way to August 21st, where he would be assigned to Visalia earlier last week. Telfer so far with Visalia 1-0, 3.29 ERA. That one's lifted into right field. A long run for the right fielder, Pena. That one's at the wall, and it'll bounce off of it. It'll be picked up by the shortstop, Taurean. Should say the second baseman, Taurean. So it is a 2-out double for McCabe, and it will be his first hit of the night. And to bring up Caleb Hobson to the plate. That's another ball that sailed really nicely here. With two down in the frame, it brings up Caleb Hobson, who is 3-for-3 in the ballgame. He's gone on base four different times in this ballgame. A two-run home run and a pair of singles. Telfer looks at second. The pitch on the way, and that one is upstairs for a ball. It's now 1-0. Grizzlies out hitting the Rawhide 12-4 in this ballgame. A completely different ballgame than yesterday, where both teams were even matched. Tonight it has been all Grizzlies from inning number one, when Blake Wright hit his second home run of the season and the second in 2 days. One ball, one strike with two away. Telfer will stare down the batter, Hobson. One and one with two down. And that pitch is outside for a ball, 2-1. Caleb Hobson was his 2-for-7 in the series entering the day. His three hits were already more than he had in the first two games. And now get ready for the 2-1 pitch here in just a moment. And that one's high and outside for ball 3-1. So not the type of ball game that the Rawhide fans thought they were going to come to see here on this Thursday night. The good thing about the game of baseball, tomorrow is a new day, and the rest of the weekend will have plenty left in store. 3-1 pitch on the way. That one's downstairs for ball four, so Caleb Hobson will draw his second walk of the ball game, and that walk is brought to you by JP Electric and Solar, Visalia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. Gonna bring up Aiden Longwell to the plate, and so far in this ball game is 1-for-4. His lone hit was a single back in the third inning. Telfer holds at the belt. The deal home. And that one's in there for a strike, 0-1. Lots of offense for this Fresno team. You'll flip the scorebook. It's been a lot different ball game for the Rawhide. 0-1 with two way. Telfer looks at second. And now that ball is lifted into right center field. That one should be a little bit easier to play as Jefferson Pena loses the hat in the process. And he's able to make the grab for the final out of the frame. One hit, no runs, no errors, and two runners left on base. Time to stretch here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Grizzlies 10, Rawhide 0. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Residents, are you in need of top-quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bowes Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bounce Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bounce Comfort way.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Kaweah Health, we hold that same belief that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Kaweah Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Well, back to Rawhide Baseball here on this Thursday night here in downtown Visalia. Angel Ortiz, Drew Jones, and Ben McLaughlin. First pitch swinging is fouled off to the right side, 0-1. Don't stop believing playing during the seventh inning stretch. They're probably going to need some help here in their final nine outs of the ballgame. Zadillo home, and De Leon a swing and a miss, and he'll be the second out of the inning. And bring up Jefferson Pena to the plate. Last time the Rawhide lost or shut out, you have to go back to July 5th, where Rancho defeated Visalia, final score 10-0. However, the bright spot had that 10-0 loss. The next night, the Rawhide came back and defeated the Quakes, final score 10-6. So a two-way, Pena gets ready for the deal. Here comes the deal home, and that one's outside for a ball, 1-0. Jefferson Pena has struck out and grounded out so far here in this ballgame. You got Drew Jones at third, Ben McLaughlin at second, and Ruben Santana at first. 1-0 deal on the way, and that one is inside for ball two, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes with two down. The pitch on the way to Pena. That one is swung on and missed. Rawhide's other two shutout losses. You have to go back to the month of April, where they lost 3-0 to San Jose on the third home game of the year. And then a 10-0 Sunday loss on the first six-game road trip of the season out at Lake Elsinore. Two balls, one strike with two away. Here's a pitch to Jefferson, and he watches that one. Mitch downstairs for ball three, 3-1. So Pena, one ball away from giving Visalia their first run of the night. Looking to avoid the shutout right here against the Grizzlies. 3-1 pitch on the way. Hit to the right side. It's going to drop in for a base hit. Drew Jones will come home to score. McLaughlin will be held at third base. And the shutout is no more. It's a 10-1 ball game here in the bottom of the seventh inning. I mean, that was a pitch that Payne had to go golfing for and is able to go opposite field with it. So now we go back to the top of the order in the form of Yansel Ruiz, who so far is 1-for-1 in the ball game with a triple and 2 walks in the ball game. That brought the Rawhide fans to life a little bit. See if the Rawhide can put a little bit more together here in this bottom of the seventh inning. 10-1 score here in inning number 7. The pitch on the way, and Luis will foul that one back to the left side, 0-1. Last time Brady Hill was on the mound was last week against Stockton, and a ball game where he went an inning of work, 2 hits and 2 earned runs. He did give up a home run in that ball game, including 2 strikeouts. 0-1 with 2-way. Here's the pitch from Hill, and that one's going to sail over the backstop. However, Ben McLaughlin will end up staying at third base. Any other ballpark in the Cal League, likely McLaughlin comes home to score, and the Rawhide would be back within 8. Instead, the count is now 1-1. 1-1, 2-way. McLaughlin at third. Santana at second. Pena at first. And now we're going to have the manager, Steve Solis, make his way out to the mound, along with the athletic trainer, Austin Wilson. Not a good sign whenever you see the athletic trainer make their way out after a pitch like that. It sails way over the backstop. And hope everything's all right here as Steve Solis appears to be all right with his pitcher staying in the ballgame as he makes his way back over to the Grizzly dugout. Wilson remains on the mound just a little bit longer. Now manager Solis is going to make his way back out to the mound. And looks like he's going to signal over to the Fresno bullpen. So this looks like it's going to be the end of the ball game here for Brady Hill. The Brady Hill's ball game is over. 2 hits given up, and the Rawhide have a run on the board. It is a 10-1 ball game here in the bottom half of the seventh inning. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
What's your language in front of the lady, punk?
Equity Group Saloon. Yep.
But did you know?
A party deck fees? Located right and next those. To third base.
And that.
A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's abm1.com.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here on the MILB app. Joe Gonzalez with you here on this Thursday night. Officially 9 games left to go in the California League season after tonight's ball game comes to a conclusion. But before we get to that, we got to go through tonight's new relief pitcher. It is the left-hander, Cannon Handy, 6'3", 220, the 24-year-old southpaw out of Colorado Mesa. So far here in 2024, he is 2-4 with a 6.23 ERA in 21 games with the Fresno Grizzlies. 34 2/3 innings of work so far this season. 39 strikeouts and 20 walks so far for the southpaw. Cannon Handy having to get an extended amount of time warming up as he was just pulled straight out of the bullpen and said, you know what, you're the new arm up. And you are into the ball game to pitch. So the Rawhide do have bases loaded if you're just not joining us. A 10-1 ball game. You got Ben McLaughlin over to third base. You got Ruben Santana at second. And you have Jefferson Pena over at first base. And despite this score, quite a bit of hecklers in tonight's ball game trying to get in the heads of some of these Fresno Grizzly players. And we got a couple guys on the right side of the field who are making their voices known here on this Thursday night. All that matters is you come to the ballpark and you have a good time. There they are. They got the matching jerseys going. We got the backwards Rawhide cap. It's all smiles there, a drink in hand. They're having a good time on a Thursday night. And can't blame them here. Summer coming to conclusion. Enjoying the last week of Rawhide baseball at home. 1-1 pitch on the way. And Luis will line that one into the netting on the left side. Count now 1-2.
Take that ball to balance cover to your store and collect your prize. Good guy alert. Good guy alert. Good guy alert.
One ball, two strikes, a two-way. Gonzalo Luis looking to give the Rawhide their seventh hit of the ball game. And Cannon's pitch will miss outside for ball two, 2-2. Cannon handy. Second year in the Rockies organization as he's drafted in the 19th round of the 2023 MLB draft. 2-2 pitch on the way, and that one is outside for ball three, 3-2. And all of a sudden, Cannon Handy is at risk of walking in a run and bring up Christopher Torin to the plate. Right, still have two more innings to work with here in the seventh. And now that pitch, Luis will foul that one backwards. Will it have enough to get into the stands? It will. It bounced off the very top of the pole netting. So Luis would live to see another pitch. That ball is right on the hands. Three balls, two strikes with two away. Bases loaded, runners in motion as soon as the pitch is delivered. Here comes the deal, and Luis once again will foul that one off to the backside. Yonsell's got that uniform all dirtied up. Now what can it contribute to some off Rawhide offense late in the ball game? 3-2, a two-way. Here's the deal home, and Luis, a foul tip and a strikeout, and the inning will finally come to conclusion. Visalia, their longest inning of the night, and they're only able to bring across one run. Two hits, one run, no errors, three runners left on base. We had inning number 8, Fresno 10, Visalia 1. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Toyota's safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's abm1.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
One of only 20 hospitals in California and one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Kauia Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Moving in the top half of inning number 8. Braylon Wimmer, Blake Wright, and Felix Tina, 3, 4, and 5 do up here in the frame. And new pitcher, or new batter in the ballgame here for the Fresno Grizzlies. Is number 1, Luis Mendez. Pitch on the way downstairs for ball 1, 1-0. Shane Telfer remains on the mound here for Visalia. Anyways, Mendez will get ready for the 1-0 pitch, and that one is outside for ball 2-2 and 0. Two O'Deal on the way. And that one is fouled off to the right side, and the count out 2-1. And Blake Wright waiting on deck. You also have Felix Tana do appear in just a moment. Luis Mendez yesterday, an 0-for-4 ball game for the Grizz. 2-0 on the way. Ground ball to the right side. Terrain will field. And a toss to first base in time. Plenty of time to throw. And there's now one down in the inning. And bring up Blake Wright to the plate. Blake Wright so far here in this bowl game, 2-for-3.
At the plate, number 10, Blake Wright.
Where is Balaka?
A two-run home run and a single so far here in this ball game. Former Clemson Tiger going yard for the second straight day. And now that one will be grounded up the middle. It'll be his third hit of the night as they're around first base and hold up there.
Blake.
And it'll be the 14th hit of the night.
Because we could go to war. I'm for real.
So bring up Felix Tana to the plate. He's had a hit in his last three ABs. One out pitch on the way from Telfer, and that one's in there for a strike 0-1. No balls, one strike with one away here for Felix Tana. One of two home runs hit in this ball game by the Grizzlies. 0-1 on the way. That one swung on and missed, and the count out 0-2. Telfer will stare down Tana. 0-2 with one away. And now that one's hit into right field, dropping quickly. And it's going to drop in front of Jefferson Pena and get away from him. And now you got Blake Wright, who was thinking about going home. He'll step on third. Here comes the relay. The throw from Taurean. It's cut off by McLaughlin. And the Grizzlies are back up by 10. It's an 11-1 ball game. And it will go down as a hit. We'll see if there's an error added on there as well. Four straight hits for Felix Tana. So that'll bring up Tevin Tucker to the plate, who so far in this ball game is currently 0-for-3. Here's the deal on the way, and that one is downstairs for ball one. Felix Tana. A two-run home run, a double, a pair of singles as well, and waiting for the official score on it. Will go down as a double. It will be go down for the cycle. We've had two cycle watches so far here in this series, and Tania lucky to have completed here tonight. 1-1 with one away. 14 hits so far for the Grizzlies here in tonight's ballgame. One ball, one strike with one away. And that one is downstairs for a ball. And the count will now move to 2-1. I'd imagine it would go down as a double for Tana and then an error against Jefferson Pena that would allow him to go to third base. So in that case, it would be two doubles for Tana tonight. And now that one is fouled off to the right side. And the count now 2-2. Up on the scoreboard, it does show an error at the moment. Prior to that at-bat, there was no errors on the board. Still waiting on the official game cast to put down the listing for that base hit. 2-2 pitch on the way. That one's right down the middle, so Tevin Tucker will strike out. And there's now two down here in the inning. It's Tucker's fourth time he struck out here in this ballgame. That strikeout brought to you by Allstate insurance agent Abraham Ginn. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. And with that, I bring up Tommy Hopvey to the plate. Going to pitch on the way, and that one is outside for ball 1-0. Tommy Hopfe, the double back in the fourth. He would be caught trying to extend over to third on an assist between Jones, Luis, and Santana. The 1-0 deal on the way, and that one's outside for ball. It's now 2-0. Now Juan Castillo awaiting on deck. Between batters 7 through 9, only two hits between the bottom three in the order. Two balls, no strikes, and two away. And that pitch is on the outside corner. It's in there for a strike, 2-1. So the official score comes in for Felix Tana. It goes down as a single to right field, and he'll reach third off of a fielding error. So not even a double will go down for Tana, and it'll be Visalia's first error of the night. And Blake Wright comes home to score off of the E9 as well. Two balls, two strikes, and two away. Shane Telfer will get ready for the deal home. And that one is fouled off to the left side. So still cycle watching at the moment for Tana. See if he'll get one the final at-bat in this ballgame. The double, the single, the home run. All he's looking for is that elusive triple. Yesterday, Drew Jones, all he needed was a home run to complete the cycle. And then Braylon Wimmer on Tuesday night, all he needed was a double to complete the cycle. Swing and a miss, strike three for Tommy Hopfe, and it'll be the second strikeout of the inning and the final out of the inning. We head to the bottom half of the eighth inning. Grizzlies lead this ball game 11-1. Listen to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
The keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cowea Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cowea Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a...
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the bottom half of inning number eight. It is Christopher Torin, Demetrio Crisantes, and Angel Ortiz due up here in the inning. And a new pitcher in the ballgame here for the Fresno Grizzlies. We'll go through the numbers here in just a moment. But it is the number 19, Hunter Olmlid, a 6'2", 200-pound righty out of Missoula, Montana. He drafted in the 20th round of the 2024 MLB Draft. Due up in the inning for Visalia, Christopher Torin, Demetrio Crisantes, and Angel Ortiz. 11-1 ball game here for the Grizzlies, and that one is outside for ball one, 1-0. Torin so far in this ball game, he's 0-2 with a walk so far here in this ball game. The 1-0 deal on the way to Torin, and that one is downstairs for a ball. The count now 2-0. Hunter Olmlid, one of the newest pitcher in the ball game here for these Fresno Grizzlies. 2-0 deal on the way, and that one is inside for a ball, 3-0. So it's Olmlid making his professional debut out of Arizona State. 20th round draft pick, as mentioned, with the Sun Devils. The 3-0 pitch on the way to Torin, And that one's upstairs for ball four, so a four-pitch walk will bring up Demetrio Crisantes to the plate. That walk brought to you by JP Electric and Solar, Visalia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. A former Sun Devil and Grand Canyon University Lope. First pitch on the way here to Crisantes, and that one is outside for ball 1-0. So we talked about this during the last Crisantes at-bat, but earlier today, Minor League Baseball announced in the 2024 Rookie Level League Awards and All-Star Team members, and Demetrio Crisantes was named to the Complex League second baseman. Demetrio Crisantes was named to the award. Also with the Colorado Rockies, you had Robert Calles, the most valuable player with the Rockies during his time out in the Complex League. He was batting .349 with a slash line .462 and .651, an OPS of 1.113. During his time out in the Complex, 10 home runs and 45 RBIs. Crisantes in 29 games out in the ACL, he was batting at a .351 clip. 1-1 pitch on the way to Demetrio. And that one's on the outside corner for ball 2-2-1. He's one of two Rawhide players that were named to the rookie level All-Stars. Alongside him was Eric Dominguez. He was one of four starting pitchers to be named to that All-Star team. Alongside him, Drake Brennenhahn, Jarvis Alfaro, and David Lordy were the four starting pitchers in the Complex League that were starting pitchers. Meanwhile, the reliever out of him that we saw last week against Inland Empire, Yendi Gomez, was named to that list as well. 2-2 pitch on the way to Crisantes, and that one is swung on and missed. And he'll be sat down for the third time in this ball game. And with one down in the frame, it'd bring him Angel Ortiz to the plate.
And in play number three, Angel Ortiz.
One down in the inning, we get ready to see the bat of Angel Ortiz stepping up to the plate. Manager of the year, Juan Apodaca, the ACL Dodgers, and now Ortiz goes opposite field. He drops that one in for a base hit. Terrain sinking at first to third. He'll get there standing. Visalia has runners on the corners and brings up Drew Jones to the plate.
3-6. Number 6, Drew Jones.
Take a look at the replay here. Outside, top of the zone, and able to drive it the other way. And now brings up Drew Jones to the plate, who is 1-for-2 so far here in this ballgame. Drew so far tonight, a single and a strikeout. He's also walked once in this ballgame. So with one down in the frame, you got Drew Jones with the right-on-right matchup. We'll see the approach here between the newest pitcher in the ballgame, Hunter Olmstead, and Drew Jones, as that one is fouled off to the right side, 0-1. So he talked a little bit about Olmstead. Let's talk about his time at ASU, a guy who also played at Boise State, Central Arizona, and GCU. 0-1 with one down. Here comes the pitch to Drew. Breaking ball, does he go around? He does not. And the count will now move to 1-1. 6.69 ERA during his time with the Sun Devils. But during his time at GCU in the 2022 season and the starting rotation to begin the year, however, he was slowed down due to injuries. He wouldn't return until the end of the season in April, May. Out of the bullpen, he would have a 1.17 ERA in six appearances where he'd finish the year with a 3.70 ERA during his time with the Lopes. One ball, two strikes with one away. Here comes the pitch to Drew Jones, and he'll foul that one directly backwards. Meanwhile, his time at Central Arizona, in 2021, racked up 89 and two-thirds innings of work, 51-9. The Vaqueros, 3.31 ERA, struck out 97 batters and only walked 23. 1-2 pitch to Drew. That one's fouled off to the right side. And a landing out in the Michelob Ultra. They got a nice grab there from the fan in the first row.
Hey, I'm not even going to call for a good dialer. You get to keep that. Is that Pedro? Pedro got it.
One ball, two strikes with one away. Jones will get ready for the pitch here in just a moment. Here's the deal. And that one's inside for ball two, two, and two. So that grab from that fan reminds me of the other day the U.S. Open started earlier this week. The final Grand Slam major in tennis. And the other night, there was a lady who was at one of the tennis matches. The 2-2 pitch on the way to Drew. I fouled that one directly backwards. But the lady had one of those big sun hats in her lap. And there was either a shank or some sort of overhead that landed up into the crowd. And the ball landed perfectly in the lady's lap right into the middle of the hat. And they showed it on the replay. The lady was showing it off like she caught it. I don't know if you can count that. 2-2 pitch on the way. Drew fouls that one on the right side. I think that one was a little bit nicer of a grab. I think you give credit to that one. But it just reminded me of that. I mean, it's open each year. There's all sorts of different fans. See fans catching it. And their drinks out at the U.S. Open out in Flushing, New York. 2-2 pitch on the way here to Drew Jones. Swing and a miss, strike three. And there's two down here in the inning as it brings up Ben McLaughlin to the plate. All right, fans, your ride will be back in action tomorrow night at 6:30 p.m. It'll be the right-hander Casey Anderson on the mound versus the right-hander McCade Brown. 6:30 right here from Valley Strong Ballpark. Tickets on sale now at visaliarawhide.com. First pitch on the way to McLaughlin, and that one's in there for a strike 0-1. Casey Anderson, what a last two outings he's had. We briefly touched on it earlier. 0-1 pitch on the way, and that one bounces away. And Terrain's going to come home. He'll dive head first and score. And the Rawhide have their second run of the night. It's now 11-2.
Bazinga.
Torino will score with a wild pitch. Ortiz will go to second. But talking more about Casey Anderson, seven innings of work in his last outing last Friday. The Friday before that, Casey Anderson, a career high in strikeouts. And now a swing and a miss here. The count now 1-2. Casey had 10 punch outs in the ball game 2 weeks ago. One ball, two strikes, a two-way. A glance at second. Here's the deal home. And McLaughlin kind of a half swing there. Fouls it off to the left side. One and two, a two down. 11-2 ball game here on this Thursday night. A pause at the belt and the deal home. And McLaughlin, a swing and a miss. Three strikeouts in the frame from Cannon Handy. And we send it to the final frame here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Grizzlies 11, Rawhide 2. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Things a man really loves. His truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned customer service. Don't fuss. Call Gus at 625-3636. That's right, 625-3636. Gus's Body Shop, where your satisfaction is our reputation.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied,
"Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball, 8-9-1. Do up. Okay, buddy, Modifi Marte, the position player in to pitch for the Rawhide. First time since Cole Roberts received a win, and Modifi standing tall on the mound will take a comebacker and toss it over to first base. There's one down here in the inning. Modifi Marte, earlier today, he was reinstated from the development list as Ryan Walshman was placed on the Visalia injured list. So as a result of Walshman being placed on the injured list, it opened up the spot for Marte. And now the one-out pitch on the way is in there for a strike, 0-1. So Modifi has come into the ball game and has thrown two straight strikes. 0-1 deal on the way from Marte, and that one is upstairs for a ball, 1-1. It's the first time since June 21st that the Rawhide have had a position player into pitch. That was a ball game that finished off with Cole Roberts receiving the win in that ball game, the son of Dodgers manager Dave Roberts, and the son of Hall of Fame closer Trevor Hoffman receiving the loss in that ball game. It took 4 hours and 6 minutes to play that ball game. And a game that Visalia would ultimately go on to win. Final score 11-2. What a ball game that one was. 2-2 pitch is bounced outside for ball 3-2. Ball game felt like we were sitting here all night long before Adrian DeLeon walked it off. Payoff pitch on the way. That one is upstairs for ball 4. So Juan Castillo Ben McCabe will draw the walk, and now we'll bring up Caleb Hobson to the plate.
At the plate, number 24, Caleb Hobson.
Well, Caleb Hobson, he's perfect so far in the ballgame. He is 3-for-3 so far on the night. You look at Rawhide pitching so far tonight, 7 walks, and a nice pitch there from Marte. It's in there for a strike, 0-1. So we talk about this is the second time the Rawhide have had a position player. The Rawhide have faced off against 3 position players so far this season. That one's ripped into left field, but underneath it will be Angel Ortiz for the grab. First time Hobson has sat down in this ballgame, brings up Aiden Longwell to the plate. And you talk about this Colorado Rockies organization as a whole, however, a organization that does not believe in position players coming into pitch. So it is something that you will never see all the way from the low A level all the way to the major league level for the team out in Denver.
At the plate, number 25.
So pretty interesting little fun fact there. And think about Modesto had Curtis Washington Jr. pitching the ballgame that Visalia won 15-2 against the Nuts. That pitches inside. Lake Elsinore using Wyatt Hoffman as a position player. Wyatt Hoffman pitched twice, in fact, for the Lake Elsinore Storm. One was in a win for Lake Elsinore, one was in a loss, and now this one's popped up on the middle infield. We'll see who calls it off. It'll be Adrian DeLeon, who will be underneath it for the grab. And Modifi Marte faces 4 here in inning number 9. And we head to the bottom half of inning number 9, where the Grizzlies lead over the Rawhide 11-2. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
There are only 3 things a man really loves. His truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that 5 things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop. Have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned customer service. Don't fuss. Call Gus at 625-3636. That's right, 625-3636. Gus's Body Shop, where your satisfaction is our reputation.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ballgame with friends, family, or coworkers.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Bottom nine. Urban Santana fouled that one directly backwards, 0-1. Defensive sub for the Grizzlies. Over at first base, Aiden Longwell will check out of the ballgame in exchange for Jason Hinchman. 0-1 deal on the way. And Santana will rip that one foul, and the count will now be 0-2. Remaining on the mound for the second inning of work is Hunter Omlet. Santana quickly behind in the count, 0-2. Get ready for the pitch with Adrian DeLeon waiting on deck. 0-2 pitch on the way, and Santana will lift that one into left field. Tommy Hopvey is underneath that one for the grab, and there's one down here in the inning. Three straight retirements here by Hunter Omlet. And that brings up Adrian DeLeon to the plate. So Adrian DeLeon 0-3 so far here in this ballgame. He struck out twice. He's also grounded out in this ballgame. And DeLeon will take that pitch upstairs for a ball of 1-0. One ball, no strikes with one away. Upcoming deal to DeLeon. And he gets a piece of that one and fouls it back to the right side. The count now 1-1. Adrian DeLeon hitless so far on the week. He's 0-6. 1-1 with one away. And DeLeon will take the breaking ball in there for a strike. It's now 1-2. 11-2 Grizzlies lead. They've out hit the Rawhide 14-7. Both teams have committed an error once in this ball game. 1-2 deal on the way, and that one's bounced in for a ball. The count now 2-2. Jefferson Pena awaits on deck in a ball game where he's been 0-1-3. Two balls, two strikes with one down. DeLeon will stare down the pitcher Omelid, 2-2 on the way, and that one's ripped into left field, and once again, that one pulled just left of the third base foul pole. So DeLeon will get ready to step into the box once again, right, avoiding the shutout late thanks to late runs in both the seventh and in the eighth. It takes a little bit more time to get back in the batter's box, getting ready to close in on 3 hours worth of baseball here on this Thursday night. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Omelette deals on the way to DeLeon, and he'll foul that one directly backwards and out of play. Two balls, two strikes with one down. Upcoming pitch on the way to DeLeon, and a swing and a miss on a pitch upstairs. Third time he struck out in this ball game, and it brings up Jefferson Pena to the plate. So the Rawhide down to their final out of the ball game. Jefferson Pena singled in his previous at bat.
At point number one, Jefferson Pena.
Pena one of two RBIs so far in this ball game, and now we got the pitching coach Jerry Sullivan making his way out to the mound.
So
mound is brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health. Reminding you that a good therapist like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, now open in Visalia. On the home plate umpire, Caleb George will make his way out to the mound and these guys to hurry things up and get us home here on this Thursday night. Sullivan will walk back over to that Grizzly dugout over on the first base side.
Now batting number one, Jefferson Pena.
He'll be ready to resume play once again. Two ball game here on this Thursday night. Here comes the pitch from Omelette, and that one's in there for a strike 0-1. No balls, one strike with two away. Omelette working from the right side of the slab. Here's the deal home. And Pena fouls that one off to the right side. The count now 0-2. Bad news out of San Jose earlier today. The Quakes all over the Giants. Final score 9-1. Rancho put up 7 runs in that 6th inning. So as a result, the Quakes are just one strike away from cutting that lead down to, once again, 2 games. And the magic number staying at 8 for Visalia. 0-2 with 2 down. Here's the pitch to Pena. Breaking ball right down the middle. And that one will end the ball game here on this Thursday night. The Rawhide scored 2 runs late in the ball game, but it is not enough to defeat the offensive explosion for Fresno in Game 3 of the 6-game series. Final score, Grizzlies 11 runs, 14 hits, and 1 error. Meanwhile, for Visalia, 2 runs, 7 hits, and 1 error. Let's step aside, and when we come back, we'll wrap up things live at VisaliaRawhide.com before our MILB broadcast. Joe Gonzalez saying have a great night, and go Rawhide.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on a legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra. Or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on!
Hey, Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Get ready to wrap things up here on this Thursday night. Final score, Fresno 11, Visalia 2. We take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. Modesto defeats Lake Elsinore. Final score 6-4. Meanwhile, out in San Jose, the Quakes all over San Jose tonight. Final score 9-1. As a result of that win from the Quakes, the Rawhide remain 8 games for the magic number, and the Quakes are now 2 games back of Visalia with 9 games to go. Lastly, out of Banner Island Ballpark in Stockton, the 66ers a 9-4 lead in the top half of the 8th inning. Meanwhile, we move around the rest of the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. We're out at the high A level. The Hillsboro Hops took a 4-3 win against the Vancouver Canadiens. Logan Clayton picked up the win. He's now 4-5. The double-A level, Arkansas defeats Amarillo. Final score 11-5. And then at the triple-A level, the Albuquerque Isotopes, a 9-2 win against the Reno Aces. Meanwhile, for the Major League Club, they fall short to the New York Mets. Final score 3-2. Looking around for tomorrow's ball game, it'll be the right-hander McCade Brown versus the Rawhide right-hander Casey Anderson. I should say Brian Perez versus the right-hander Casey Anderson. Anderson, over his last two starts, they've been very impressive. Seven innings of work, the longest outing of his career last week, and then 2 weeks ago, a 10-strikeout game for Anderson. So he's looking to produce that type of content coming into tomorrow's ball game as Rawhide will look to split the first four games of this series. But for tonight, the Grizzlies defeat the Rawhide. Final score, 11 runs, 14 hits, and one error. Meanwhile, for Visalia, 2 runs, 7 hits, and 1 error. The winning pitcher for tonight's ballgame is Brian Mena, 1-3. Meanwhile, Donis Perez falls to 5-8 with a 6.30 ERA. It took us 2 hours and 53 minutes to play tonight's ballgame in front of a crowd of 2,298 fans here at Valley Strong Ballpark. First pitch tomorrow night at 6:30 p.m. We'll be live on the air starting at 6:20 p.m. Make sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Visalia Rawhide, the Rawhide on Facebook. Until we talk tomorrow night, Joey Gonzalez saying have a great night and go Rawhide.